Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock, fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera. So whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. I just want to take a second and thank Policy Genius. They're supporting today's episode of Success Story. I know we all have kids. We all have families we want to take care of. And I personally checked something off major on my to-do list, life insurance. It's a tough topic. It's really hard to think about, but it's so important. And the hard part was sorting through all the options. Luckily, I found Policy Genius. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that makes getting life insurance surprisingly easy. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Now, knowing my family's protected brings me incredible peace of mind. Don't put off this important decision. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
How being different is good for presentation, that's fine. But in the world of Zoom and virtual, being different is, how do we achieve that? Because we have all these different tools. We want to engage people. We want to maybe suspend judgment. Yeah. We want to focus on our voice. And how do we be different?
Yeah, good, really good question. I think the first thing that comes to mind for me certainly is that we have to, all our signals, we have to amplify them, right? So however we are in the real world, we need to amplify them slightly more here. So right now mm-hmm. you can see just by, I'm looking now at the screen, at myself, yeah. My hand is here, other hand is here, because it's in this frame, I can see. Yeah. I'm really aware of this sort of square frame that I'm in right now. And my hands are up here. They're sort of like here, where, you know, level with my chin and sort of down here, and I'm sort of playing in this area, and I'm really happy and comfortable with that area, but it's deliberate. If I was talking to you in the real world, having a coffee, I would not have my hands up here. I'd be like ridiculous. Look at weirdo. What the hell is he doing? So, but I can do it here because it lets you see my hands. It lets you see what I'm doing with my hands, and I articulate better when I use my hands. And it just gives you this, hopefully, maybe it doesn't, but I think it does, hopefully. It gives you this impression. You listen more to what I have to say, and certain keywords and certain things I'm saying in certain phrases, you remember more because I'm using these slight gestures as well. My background, what you see behind me, here's one thing to remember. We can control this completely. If we're meeting somebody at their office, or we're at a conference and we're on a stage, all these environments are not our environments. We don't choose these. It's not ours. But here, we can choose it. We're fully in control and we can feel comfortable, right? This is my spot. Often we have our own Zoom spot, don't we? Our own virtual exchange spot where we do all our calls. I imagine that's where you do, well, I know it is, where you pretty much do all most of your podcasts and perhaps your virtual exchanges as well. So we feel really comfortable, right? So we're actually in our own comfort zone, and that's a good thing. So feeling comfortable in our own environment is a good thing, and it lets people in. Kind of, I'm letting you into my little area. Mm-hmm. This is mine, and it's a very it's where I live, and you're in it now. And I guess, you know, that's where you work. Perhaps you live there as well.
I do live here.
I'm kind of beamed over there.
Yeah.
Great. Wonderful. So we're kind of like, there's an intimate part of us that we've both shared already, even before we begin. Now, if we had a background, like a fake background or a digital background, that doesn't always give us this, what we have now, right? So just think about how to make connections and how to stand out. What we wear, what we wear can sometimes be something that people remember. I'm looking at you now, and to your right, to your left, but to my right, books on the shelf. Yeah. A nice bookshelf. You've got the blue lights probably down below on the ground that's beaming up, perhaps. Is that right? And there's nice light coming on your eyes, on your face. I can see you.
Got the lights all set up.
I can see all your expressions. They look great. And so I can see all your expressions. There's no distraction. There's no kind of like something that's stopping me. Your voice, you have an external camera, an external microphone, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right. You're using whatever you're using. It's good quality. So good quality sound is always something that makes people feel it's more appealing. Like I said before, when it goes lower, a lower tone, it's more appealing. So quality sound is appealing and not distracting. And as we go through this whole pandemic and this journey, this COVID journey together, and as the months and even perhaps years go on, we expect better quality sound in our exchanges, don't we? And we expect better quality visuals in our exchanges. When it all started last year, we were kind of accepting that, okay, maybe the camera's not right, or the lighting's not great, and the sound's not good. But really, a year and a half on, we've had enough time to really think about how we're going to present ourselves. So even before you begin, the setup is such an important part. Doing things slightly different. So you can see I'm standing up.
I was going to ask you.
I'm
not standing up. And I actually wanted to. My bookshelf isn't high enough. I want to stand up.
right. Because I will tell you, you could get, if you asked me now, if I thought you were standing up, I'm not sure. Because that bookshelf for me could be actually a tall bookshelf.
Correct. Yeah. I would love to stand up. I have a standing desk and everything, but that's the next step in the background, because it gives you energy, right?
So, okay. Yeah, I feel more in control of my sound because the air's coming in better through my body. I can actually move better here. I don't know whether you've noticed, but my body, sometimes I'm leaning forward like this. Sometimes I lean my head to the sides, perhaps, or go like this, perhaps towards the camera, lean in. Sometimes I lean back. And the great thing about this is it's different. It's different than just, let's say, always sitting down and not moving. We need to move. The more we move, not fast movements, but the more we create movement, the more people's brains are kind of triggered. Does that make sense?
It does.
So the more we're moving, we have to keep things moving, and switching things up. Sometimes I speak a little bit faster. Sometimes I'm a bit lower. Maybe even go towards the mic a little bit more, more of this kind of a tone. Sometimes I'm as I say, right up closer to the camera. Even my hands are going closer. Sometimes I'm back here. There's other things you can do as well, which again make it stick out. This is something from I used in a keynote not so long ago. So using, instead of a PowerPoint, using like cards. This is just a bit of card with the title on it. Bang. Yeah. And people see that, they remember it, and it goes away, and then I continue. So you remember what? You probably remember what was written on there because it's different. The color, perhaps, as well. There are so many things you could do. So bringing things to the environment you're in can be memorable. I'm going to ask you now. I'll ask you now. So, Scott, I've got some books right in front of me. I would love you just to grab one of those books behind you from your shelf, favorite one, and bring it and show it to me on the screen. You've got great books, and you put them in colors I can see.
Great. That's a great one.
Okay, and this is my one.
The Rules of Work.
So The Rules of Work, this is my one here, and that's your one there. And so I could ask you, I could say, tell me about this book. Where did you get it? Why did you buy it? There's a story behind every object. Every single object, there's a story behind it. I could go like this. Look, this is a bottle of water. This is an object. There's a story behind this, isn't there? Where I bought it, why I've got this bottle, why not a smaller bottle? Why didn't I buy juice? I mean, you know, so bringing things to this environment, we can't do that in the real world. We can, but with this, we can all bring something. And so I ask you, bring a book to this exchange and show it on the screen, a book that you've chosen. When I ask you that, you're also intrigued probably to know what I've got.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you are. Well, I'm sure you were. And I could then give you.
I was going to ask you. Well, that's one of the other questions at the end. So we'll, I want to get a book recommendation from you, but I guess that's it. So.
Well, that's the first one I grabbed. I've got a whole load of books, but if you do ask me that, I might get another book. But the thing is, bringing objects and bringing things to the equation, bringing things that you can't do otherwise, these things help people remember, and they're different, and they change things up. There's something called, I love this, it's called an attention reset. It's where you mix things up throughout your call or throughout your webinar or throughout your presentation. So as you see, I use this, I could use that for the titles. I could then bring an object to this exchange. I could then tell you an anecdote, a small mini story. I could then tell you, maybe I'm giving you an analogy about something. I could then give you maybe a big statement about something. I could then give you maybe a statistic, perhaps. So every time I share one of those things, your brain translates that in a different way. So like it appeals to different parts of your brain.
It breaks the pattern.
See what I mean? So it breaks the pattern. It shakes things up. It juices things up and it shakes things up. I could just talk to you about statistics, numbers, figures, more statistics, numbers and figures throughout this whole conversation, right? You'd remember a couple, but it would get boring and you would probably tune out. But if I put in statistics, then I threw in a story that was relevant to the main message. Then I maybe asked you a question, maybe asked you, you know, what do you think about that? Or I asked you to challenge me on something. And then I maybe bring an object in, not this book again, but I bring in another object in. Yeah. So it's just like shaking things up and making sure there's differences that trigger our brains constantly.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.